All right, folks, welcome back to Everyday Stoicism, your daily dose of wisdom, wit, and maybe just a little bit of clean fuel of motivation. I'm Dylan Brooks, your host, and today we're tackling something that's near and dear to all our hearts, or at least it should be finding that elusive work-life balance. Ever feel like you're stuck on a hamster wheel, sprinting from one meeting to the next, answering emails until your thumbs are numb, and then collapsing into bed with the faint hope of waking up without feeling like a zombie? You know that feeling when work just feels like it's always bleeding into every other aspect of your life. Well, friends, let me tell you, you're not alone. This is a struggle for most of us in this crazy, fast-paced world. But here's the good news. Stoicism, that ancient philosophy that has been helping people navigate life's challenges for centuries, can actually offer some pretty powerful tools to help us find the balance we all crave. So, what are these Stoic secrets to a more balanced life? First off, know your priorities. Stoics believed in focusing on what you can control and letting go of what you can't. When it comes to work-life balance, this means being crystal clear about your values, what truly matters to you outside of work. It is spending quality time with loved ones, pursuing hobbies, taking care of your physical health, or something else entirely. Once you know your priorities, you can start making choices that align with them. Say no to extra meetings or projects that don't serve those values. Second, practice mindful detachment. Think about, do we really need to be constantly checking emails and responding to messages outside of work hours? That constant connection can feel like a burden, stealing precious time from our personal lives. Stoics taught us the power of taking breaks and disconnecting, stepping away from the noise and clutter to recharge and refocus. Third, find your rhythm. It's not about being a productivity machine, it's about working smarter, not harder. Identify your most productive hours and schedule your most demanding tasks for those times. This might mean waking up earlier, taking a break in the middle of the day to go for a walk, or even changing the way you approach certain projects. Fourth, remember that progress is more important than perfection. Don't get caught up in the trap of striving for an impossible perfect balance. Life is messy, and there will be times when work takes priority and other times when your personal life demands more attention. The key is to keep striving towards that balance, even if you don't always hit it perfectly. And finally, don't forget to celebrate the small wins. Took a walk during your lunch break. Said no to an extra meeting. Cooked a healthy dinner instead of ordering takeout. These are all victories. Acknowledge them and celebrate them, their steps in the right direction. Now, let me paint you a picture with a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant marketing manager who's constantly drowning in emails, juggling projects, and feeling guilty for missing her daughter's soccer games. She's exhausted, stressed out, and questioning if she's truly happy. One day, Sarah decides to try something different. She sets boundaries by limiting work emails after dinner and creates a dedicated family time on her calendar every evening. She starts taking short walks during the workday to clear her head and rediscovers her love for painting. Sarah realizes that prioritizing her well-being isn't selfish, it's essential to being a happy, present parent and professional. That's how Stoicism can actually work in our lives. It's not just about ancient philosophy, it's about finding practical tools to navigate the modern world. So, here's the takeaway. Work-life balance isn't about achieving perfect equilibrium every single day, it's about making conscious choices that align with your values, setting boundaries, prioritizing self-care, and celebrating the small victories along the way. Now, go out there and make some waves. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little Stoic wisdom in their life. See you tomorrow for another dose of Everyday Stoicism.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.